On Sunday, Utah will implement the nation's strictest drunk driving law when it comes to a driver's blood alcohol content. The state is moving from 0.08 as the minimum level for impaired driving down to a 0.05. The law was actually passed a couple of years ago but had a delayed implementation. So why is Utah doing that, and how big a difference could the change make? With me to talk about that via Skype is Robert Gerke, news columnist for the Salt Lake Tribune. Robert, give us some background on this law. Why was it passed?
The idea behind it was that a lot of European countries have already gone to a 0.05. They pointed to some studies in Australia that showed a reduction in drunk driving fatalities as a result of their going to 0.05. And so they think that if they implement a 0.05 blood alcohol content for a DUI in Utah, it's going to deter people from driving, those people who have been driving at 0.08 to 0.1, you know. And it's also going to add a penalty or enhance a penalty for those who are at that 0.05 to 0.08 range. The idea being, obviously, that there's no safe level, that if you have a drink, you shouldn't drive, and the idea being that we want to keep our roads as safe as we possibly can.
There's also the argument that 0.05 won't make that much of a difference, or at least not nearly as much of a difference as there would be to increase penalties on those who are drunk drivers to the extent of being, let's say, a 0.2 and above. What do you make of that argument?
Yeah, you're always kind of drawing an arbitrary line. I mean, the idea of impairment at any given level, you know, they say impairment starts at the first drink. So you're drawing an arbitrary line here. When I looked at the statistics for the last number of years, you know, in 2017, for example, Utah had one fatality at that 0.05 to 0.08 range. There's on average about two every year. So we're not going to make a big impact on the number of fatalities that we're, avoiding. There's also this problem with enforcement, because the Tribune, some of my colleagues at the Tribune, tested this to see if we as drinkers could tell when somebody was impaired or at a 0.05. And it's really hard for the drinker to tell. It's also really hard for a police officer to tell. We had police officers conducting field sobriety tests and then doing breathalyzer tests to see if they could tell when we were at 0.05. And it's a really subjective standard. And so it's going to be hard to enforce. It's going to be hard for drivers to understand when, you know, when they're at that level. And it's really not going to have much impact. On the flip side, the legislature said that somewhere between 950 and 1,000 drivers are going to be arrested for DUIs. And as I'm sure is the case there, these come with very stringent penalties, mm-hmm. including loss of a license for 18 months, large fines. So I think in terms of avoiding risk, the danger is posed by those people who are on the higher end of the spectrum, people who are above 0.15, which is, you know, double the legal limit now. But that's where all of the accidents are happening. Almost 60% of all of the accidents, fatal accidents, occur with drivers who are at that level.
I imagine there's been some sort of polling by someone to indicate how the public feels about the legislature doing this. Can you give me some insight on that?
Yeah. So when we asked this question in a poll back in 2017, it came back that 50% of Utahns support the new law, 47% of Utahns oppose it. So you see people pretty evenly split. And anecdotally, I would say that those are split along people who are, you know, occasionally drink and those who don't. We've got a large Mormon population here. And so for people who, you know, eschew alcohol, it's going to be easy for them to say they support the new law. Those who do occasionally drink are going to be opposed to it. But yeah, the public is pretty evenly split right now.
And how influential was the LDS Church in having this legislation go forward?
You know, that's an interesting question. Directly, the indications are that they weren't directly involved. It wasn't an issue that they took a firm stand on or felt strongly about or work even behind the scenes on. This came from a state representative, Norm Thurston, who just decided he works in the health statistics field, and he decided it was time for Utah to do this. It was actually interesting, because I think when it passed, nobody really thought it was going to. And then on the last right at the end of the legislative session, it slipped through, and you know, now we've got the law. There was a big push by the hospitality industry to try to get the governor to veto it, and there's been a push by the hospitality industry to get the penalties softened. There's been talk about, you know, making it an infraction, sort of like speeding, as opposed to these you know, harder penalties that you get with a regular DUI. But the legislature's decided that they don't want to mess with it, and so they're going to let it go into effect next week, and we'll see what the impacts are on drivers.
We mentioned how unique Utah is with the influence of the LDS Church. Is there any indication that this is a trend we might see in other states, other Western states, that more people are concerned about that lower level of the blood alcohol content?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board has recommended a 0.05 blood alcohol level for all of the states. And they say that if we enact this across nationwide, it could save up to 1,500 lives a year, have a 10% reduction in DUI fatalities. And so I think there is a push from the Transportation Safety Board to get states to adopt this. I think, you know, you're going to see states that are going to watch Utah and see what happens. If we do see a drop, then maybe it's something that they're going to look at. There's, you know, New York State and Colorado both have an impaired driving law in the books that's a 0.05, but again, it's a much milder penalty than it is for a full DUI. So I think you could see other states doing it. Again, it's going to if it has any impact here in Utah, it's going to be on the margins because Utah already has the third lowest rate of alcohol-related fatalities in the country. Again, largely because of that LDS population that you mentioned. And so I think the data is going to be key, I think, in how we see other states react to this.
Robert Gerke is a news columnist for the Salt Lake Tribune. We've been talking about tighter restrictions for impaired drivers in Utah going into effect on Sunday.